Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. Thanks for hanging around with me. My pleasure, as always. You're going to be glad you did because our good friend Anita Campbell is with us, ladies and gentlemen. She is an outstanding resource for small businesses. She's a columnist. She is a blogger extraordinaire. She has her own radio show. She is all over the place, and just a great resource. She has an outstanding website and just a tremendous resource for small business, and I'm glad to say she's our friend, too. Anita Campbell, welcome back to the show.
Well, Jim, it's wonderful to be back. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's good to have you here, and by the way, congratulations again on all the good work you're doing for small businesses. I'm really proud of you.
Well, thanks, Jim. You know, I of course, I've been a fan of yours for a long time, so you've been a bit of a role model for me.
Well, we help each other, and isn't that what's cool about small business owners? I mean, it's amazing how there's a fraternity here, isn't there, among business owners?
There is. There's less competition than there is teamwork and support of one another.
And in the 21st century, it's got to be more co-opetition, doesn't it?
It does. It does.
I think so. But you know, I'm not seeing a lot of comedy and congeniality and is that the right word I meant to use? And fraternity. I'm not seeing a lot of fraternity between Microsoft and Google these days, though. You know, we're having a little dust up over in the big business side of small business, Anita, because as many people know, Microsoft is making a bid for Yahoo, aren't they, Anita?
They are, and obviously it's in part designed to get a bigger stake in the search business. Google has been the leader in online search for quite a few years now. Microsoft keeps trying to reinvent itself when it comes to search. And, I think they've decided to buy what stake Yahoo has in online search and also online advertising, which goes along with search.
Absolutely.
And be able to compete better with Google.
Well, online advertising is the mother's milk of online search. I mean, that is the business model, isn't it?
It is. And wasn't it brilliant of Google to think of that? I mean, they actually invented that whole industry not that long ago, within the last decade.
The whole AdWords search and all that kind of thing. Well, you know, Anita, I don't know if you remember this, but probably 10 years ago, and no sooner than that, I heard Bill Gates give a little speech, and he talked about how we would get our processing power in the future. And he said, you know, you won't have a software program on your computer. You'll borrow little pieces of software power out on the internet. You'll go out there on the internet and get that power. Which what he was doing, that we now know, he was predicting Google, because as you know, Google has Gmail. They've got a word program. They got other programs that they're launching. And what I think is ironic, Anita, is he was predicting Google, but his own company hasn't done that.
Yes, I think Microsoft has been very slow on the uptake of getting in web services. And even to take the existing Microsoft applications and let you use them online, for example.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're just experimenting now with some of those things at Microsoft, whereas Google has now been doing them for years.
Well, see, I think what's happening with Microsoft, Anita, is that they don't necessarily want to be in the search business. they don't necessarily want to be doing online, providing you what do they call it, software as a service?
Right.
That's what they call the SaaS, software as a service, where you buy the software online rather than putting it on your hard drive. I don't think they want to be in that business. I think Google, I mean Microsoft buying Yahoo, Anita, is an attempt to prevent Google from getting so big that they actually maybe buy Microsoft one day. What do you think?
Well, you know, that well could be. I mean, it could be a defensive move. And if nothing else, it could be a way just to keep Google from encroaching further into Microsoft's core business of their Office suite and their Windows and just the Office desktop productivity tools.
Absolutely. That's what I think, too. And we're going to talk just a little bit more about this when we come back to these messages. I got one or two more things to ask Anita about. And then we're going to talk about the threat of hackers and other kinds of bad things that go bump in the night that could hurt your small business. Anita's an expert in this area. She and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Something here inside cannot be denied.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. It's my pleasure to be part of your day. We got Anita Campbell is our guest. She's our good friend. And Anita, tell us a little bit about your organization and your Small Business Trends program and your blog and all that.
Well, I run a business that is called Small Business Trends, and that's also the name of my main website, which you can find at smallbiztrends.com. But I also have an online radio program and podcast series. We just do ours once a week. And we write about the latest topics that affect small business. And I now have guest authors who write, and we tend to write essays or interesting little pieces online that give you ideas for new businesses you can start or better ways to run your business. Or sometimes we write about threats that are out there, things you have to be aware of.
Right, and which we're going to talk about any minute now. But that's Small Biz Trends, BIZTrends.com, right?
That's right.
So check that out and use that to your advantage, folks. It's outstanding information. Anita, quickly, one last thing or two on the Microsoft Google issue. I don't think it's a bad idea for Google and Yahoo. I mean, for Microsoft and Yahoo to get together. I mean, I think Yahoo needs some help. Somebody needs to help Yahoo, I think. And on the surface, it seems like a good idea. Microsoft might be the right one to do this, and to go up against Google. What disappoints me a little bit are the motivations of Microsoft. You know what I mean? If they had been making more of an attempt to really get into this area, and it was because they wanted to serve people, I would feel a lot more. I'd feel a lot better about their intentions rather than just a defensive measure to keep Google from getting too big. What do you think?
Well, I think there's a lot to be said for what you say. And you know what else? What you just said is a commentary on the whole topic of competition. Because think about it this way. No company, no matter how big you are, can be good at everything.
Right.
And Microsoft and Yahoo are perfect examples of that. They're giants, yet they've never really been able to compete with Google when it comes to online search, for instance. And I think that, you know, that's a lesson for us all, that if we worry about competition, to remember that your competition may look strong in certain areas, but you can't be good at everything.
And ideas, good ideas, are what people want from you, not necessarily the best price or anything. I mean, Google has brought some incredible new innovations and ideas to the marketplace, and that's what attracts people to them, isn't it?
It is. It absolutely is. Well, you know, they invented this whole area of online advertising with little text box words that go next to the search engine results. So, you know, that just goes to show. Simple idea. Look what they did.
Let's move over, and folks, we'll continue to track this Google-Microsoft dust-up. It'll be, and the truth is, this could, believe it or not, folks, this could be going on for a couple of 3 years. It could take a year or two or three to resolve itself. But, Anita, let's move on and talk about things that go bump in the night. You want to talk to us today about viruses and worms and Trojan horses and zombies and stuff like that, don't you?
Yeah, and specifically, I want to
sounds
talk
like
about
Halloween,
your
doesn't
website.
It? Sounds like Halloween, doesn't it?
It does. And specifically, I want to talk about your websites being at risk. Now, I'm going to tell you a true story. I get up on Christmas morning, and I pull up my website, smallbiztrends.com, and suddenly the screen is blank. And what had happened?
Merry Christmas, huh?
Yeah, Merry Christmas. And someone from Asia had come overnight, Christmas Eve, and had hacked into the website.
Wow.
And I never imagined, of course, that would happen because I have nothing of value in the website.
You thought you'd be a low target for them. Why would they want you? Why would they want to mess around with you? Why wouldn't they go after Microsoft instead of Anita?
Right, or go after a site that's got, you know, valuable credit card information or something in it. Right,
Social Security numbers and stuff like that.
Exactly. Well, I was soon to find out that they have a goal in mind, and their goal is that they want to hijack small business websites and even small business blogs and turn them into link-generating drones.
Mm-hmm.
And so what they do is they get control of your website and they start inserting these links to all sorts of sites that they're trying to drive to the top of the search engines.
Hmm.
And the worst part is some small businesses don't even know they've been hijacked.
That they are drones for that.
Because the activity is hidden. It's hidden. You can't see it sometimes.
Why was it they were not successful with you?
Well, of course, I saw what had happened because they made the mistake of messing up the front of the site. But, you know, I monitor my site closely because that's what I do.
Every other minute, sure.
I would have found it out in another day or two anyways. The worst thing that they did is that they inserted a script on the server that generated hundreds of fake pages that were then redirected to, like, adult websites, to pharmaceutical websites.
Wow.
And I found it when I started seeing other sites that they had hijacked, which they were linking to those fake pages.
Wow. So when we come back, folks, Anita's going to tell us how she fixed this problem.
Yes.
And how you can prevent it from happening to your site. And don't think it can't happen to you because you're so small. You're who they're looking for. 10-2. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Won't you come away with me? Oh, where we are flying high.
Welcome back. It's 7-2. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. and askjim.biz. Find both of those online and use them to your advantage. No barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you hang out with us. Lots and lots of stuff there. Get your questions answered. Get your at askjim.biz. You can find the show and the articles and the archives and more on Anita Campbell, our guest this half hour, and links back over to her. If you're on my website, especially this week, you can find her and go right back over to her website if you want. So lots of stuff there, and it's all for you. No barrier to entry. Anita Campbell was just telling us, ladies and gentlemen, about her little misadventure she had a month or so ago when an Asian hacker decided to take over her website. So Anita, you woke up Christmas morning. Your site was basically messed up. You could tell that it was messed up, and you realized somebody had come in there and basically just sabotaged your site.
Yes, and it was, you know, a lot of work and time to fix it, not to mention worry, you know. And but we did. I mean, we got through that. And so, you know, I have a couple of suggestions and tips for other business owners about your own website, just
right.
to, first of all, check and see to make sure you have not been compromised without your knowledge.
Already.
You were already. And so a couple things you can do there. One, if you are in your website with a browser, you have your website called up using a browser like Internet Explorer, you can go into the little file menu that's there, and under the View menu, click on the View menu and then click on Source. And what that will do is that pulls up a little window that shows you the source code for your site. Mm-hmm. And you can look at the source code and see if there are any links to websites, third-party websites, that you do not recognize. Especially look for the words hidden or display colon none, because that's code that is just what it says, that it's being hidden from view or it's not displaying to the naked eye. You can also do a search in Google for, you can search for something like see your site as Googlebot sees it, Googlebot, all one word, and that'll take you to tools that are out there that let you run and you
so,
can see.
Hold on a second. So go to Google and type in see your site as Googlebot sees it?
Yeah, Googlebot, all one word.
All right. And what that's a spider, right?
Right, and what that will do is you, if you search that way, you'll get to a tool that will help you diagnose your site as to how Google sees it. So
now, Anita, let me stop you for a second. A lot of people out there don't even want to get involved to the degree that you're even as elementary as you're explaining it to us right now. They don't even want to get involved in that. So, I mean, folks, I encourage you to do it. Number one, it's easy to do, and you ought to be doing your own due diligence on this. But even then, you might still want to call the person who's hosting your website, call the person who's in charge of maintaining the security on your website, and just say, what are you doing to make sure that my site is secure? And how do you know that, can you show me how you know that no one has compromised my site? What do you think about that, Anita?
Well, I think that's a great idea, and I would go to my webmaster or whoever helps you with the design and building of your site. Ask them to do a security audit. And, you know, ask them to actually go.
This is not going to be expensive, is it?
Well, usually, I mean, if you've got a relationship with someone who does your web design, it's something that they should be able to do with, you know, not a tremendous amount of expense.
And your host should do it as part of their fee.
Yes. And another thing with hosting is if you're on a shared server to save money, that's when you need to be a little bit more careful. So you might want to make sure that your webmaster is looking at your server logs regularly see any unusual activity.
Mm-hmm.
And ask. I mean, don't assume your webmaster is doing it. Ask them to do it.
Folks, cybercrime is a multi tens of billions of dollars a year business. So we can't be naive about it. The folks are out there, and our security people are trying to stay one step ahead of them, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, right?
That's right. And, you know, I mean, and I think the best defense here is to be educated, to know how to spot this activity.
Just like Anita's telling you right now. Hey, Anita, give us that website quickly one more time.
Smallbiztrends.com.
Hey, Anita, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thank you, Jim.
Let's do it again real soon.
All righty.
Anita Campbell, ladies and gentlemen. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.